Yo, what's up, everyone? Zygy here at SBG Sobeast Gaming. We're back with another reaction. We're back here with Taylor Swift. She's back. She just dropped a whole new album. And let me know in the comments below if you guys have heard this album twice. And shoot, I have not heard nothing yet. I just heard one song so far. We're going to hear this is my second time. Second song right now. And this is The Fate of Ophelia. Ophelia out there. And will we feel what's going on today? And yes, no, I'm a filmmaker. If you guys like rom-com movies, romance movies, lighthearted type stuff, check out my film. It's here on YouTube. It's free. I would like to get some feedback. You know, this is my first film. I want to hear what you guys think about it. Do you hate it? Do you like it? Let me know. Just watch a little bit of it and just let me know in the comments below. But yes, I will pin it in the comments. But yes, without further ado, y'all, let's jump up into this thing. This is The Fate of Ophelia, and I can't wait to see. Oh no, it started playing already. I can't wait to see, you know, her music video that she's got going on for all this. So we're gonna see the music video on Sunday. But without further ado, let's back this thing up and get into it. All right, cool. So this is future me coming into the video right now, and I'm so sorry about this. I have no idea what happened. You know, we do a lot of reactions here on the YouTube channel, and out of nowhere, we got a takedown of a video for copyright. And I don't think it was Taylor Swift herself, obviously. You know, it was some part of her team, I guess. But so, unfortunately, I do want to get the reaction out to you guys because I love the song, and I want to, you know, typically we just like, you know, not post the reaction, but I did do some editing. So I edited the music, and so you still get my honest reaction of all of this stuff. But if you guys want to check out my reactions unedited, definitely check out the Patreon. The Patreon has everything. And but unfortunately in this case, yes. So the current video you're going to see is my honest reaction to the music. Hope you guys enjoy. I really enjoyed this song and found different parts of it that was really interesting. I'm going to break it down throughout the video. But I appreciate you guys watching this video, and do give this video a like and subscribe. The video was doing pretty well, and then all of a sudden, bam. I think every person on YouTube got affected by this, but yes, this is just Zygy here coming in, and I look forward to you guys seeing more videos soon. Yes. Yes, Taylor, if you were not married, I would be calling on that megaphone, and after that, I'll be like, yes, please. And no, she's not married yet, but yes, kudos, and I'm very happy for her to still be with Travis after all this time, and someone needs to be winning. The Chiefs need to get their game together. Good grief. I am KC bound, and yes, Chiefs, they got it. I digress. Anyway, I like the red here. I love her outfits, and these visualizers are really dope. She has like a dope outfit in each video that I've seen so far, little thumbnails. But anyway, let's keep it going. Let's woo. Oh yeah, she's in her bag right here. She's doing the thing. I love her vocals. Her vocals so far on this album is really, really cool. Very new stuff that I haven't heard her, like, you know, reach in places vocally. So it's very cool to hear her, like, you know, do stuff like this. And yeah, I love how each song is like not so, it seems like they're more like, and correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, but a lot of her music in the past has been like so personal to herself, but I kind of like so far with that this album has a theme, and it's more like she's talking in third person about, like, you know, of course she is kind of living that showgirl type of lifestyle, being like a, you know, superstar and all this and that, but I like that she's kind of talking in more third person perspectives where it may not be directly about her. Correct me in the comments below if I'm wrong about that, but I do like this angle of it. And yeah, this is very cool. I like this. Let's keep it going. We'll pause right here. I am going to react to it. And man, this is a jam. Honestly, this is a straight jam right here. I actually do like this song more than the song I just reacted to. And the song I just reacted to was one with Sabrina Carpenter. That was a cool song too, but I really dig the vibe. Her vocal, like, range and everything on this is really dope. And yeah, I love this. I see this is the reason why this song is like the most viewed right now, and I'm very excited for the music video. Very excited for that. But no, let me know in the comments below what is your favorite song on the album so far. But this would be mine, and this is the only song I've really heard. But no, let's keep it going. I really love the message behind here too. All that visualizer be visualizing, and yeah, speaking of visualizer, that's my film. And if you guys want to check out my film, please watch Memories. And she mentioned memory in that song briefly, but no, let me know what you guys think about that. And yes, I appreciate you guys a lot for watching this reaction. If you guys enjoyed the reaction, please like and subscribe, y'all. It helps the algorithms, y'all. Please, please. And but no, Zyga here with SBG. Appreciate you guys a lot. Swifty gang out there, what it do? Okay, so this is a future me coming back in, and I just want to add some final thoughts to the video, what I thought about Taylor Swift's music. I am thinking about doing like a separate video on this topic as well, but I was wondering if Taylor Swift is taking a shot at Kanye West again. You know, the epic battle between Kanye and Taylor Swift never ends, and I'm definitely wondering if this is the case with the entire album itself, with just looking at the title of the album, if you guys can see the correlation. You know, you have the life of Pablo, and now you have the life of a showgirl. I don't think that that's like coincidental, you know, accidental. I mean, Taylor Swift has never really had an album title that is like that before. And I did hear like from comment sections of videos that, you know, that this album is majorly, you know, it's mostly about Travis Kelce and Travis Scott. No, but in all seriousness, though, it's about her, you know, fiance, and which is really cool. So I've only listened to two songs so far. I heard this song and I heard The Life of a Showgirl. I really do like the vibe of the album so far. I definitely am enjoying it a lot. But I do wonder if there are shots that she's taking at Kanye, and almost this may be a stretch, but literally the title song of the video of the album, The Life of a Showgirl, you know, she's talking about like, baby, that's show business for you, as like her tagline on YouTube, and then she kind of mentions that throughout the song. And I'm wondering if she's meaning, like, she's referring to Kanye in that sense. And like, you know, Kanye has had like an incredible career. Incredible, you can't take that away from him, but definitely there has been a downfall recently, and you know, his music is kind of all over the place, and you know, everything that he's dealt with, he's really dealt with the whole industry at a whole on a very big level. And you know, so it definitely is taxing on his, you know, mental and this and that. So I feel like, you know, maybe Kanye wasn't cut out to be in the show business. If you look at you know, someone in terms of like Taylor Swift, how she's dealt with paparazzi and things of that nature, how she's made like a whole album against it instead of like lashing out on random, you know, video clips and stuff from TMZ. If you look at like how Taylor Swift handles herself in the public eye compared to like Kanye West, you know, you can see the differences, and she's probably maybe taking jab at Kanye in some way. Now, I may not be the only one that has come to this conclusion. Like I said, I'm gonna make a whole video about this. If you guys are watching later, I mean, listening to the video this long, I wanted to add a little extra to it because we did have to cut down the reaction a little bit, but I do find it very interesting. So let me know in the comments below what you guys think about that. But shoot, more videos are coming soon. Appreciate you guys a lot for watching this video, and definitely we're gonna dive into more of Taylor Swift's music. Let me know again your favorite song on the album. And shoot, Zyga here. See you guys next time. Peace out.